The general who was in charge of Abu Ghraib prison when the worst abuse of Iraqi detainees took place has been demoted. Janis Karpinski has gone from a brigadier general in the Army Reserve to a colonel. President Bush has approved the demotion. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following the events. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Jackie, Janis Karpinski is the first high-level military officer and the only general so far to be disciplined for wrongdoing in the prisoner abuse scandal. Why her?
Well, Karpinski was the Army Reserve officer who commanded the military police unit at Abu Ghraib prison, and that's the same unit that was implicated in the abuse scandal. And it was some of her people that were seen in those fairly explicit photos that spark the scandal. Now, given that she came under scrutiny once the scandal broke, and several investigations found that she failed to maintain order and prevent the abuse. However, last month, the Army Inspector General released results of his own investigation, and that looked at the culpability of leadership in relation to the prisoner abuse. And the report coming out of that investigation recommended that Karpinski be disciplined. So besides her demotion, she was formally relieved of command of the 800th MP Brigade, and she received a written reprimand for dereliction of duty. Now, Renee, at the same time, the Army said that even though her performance was found to be seriously lacking, the investigation found, quote, that no action or lack of action contributed specifically to the abuse of detainees. So in other words, the Army disciplined her for dereliction of duty, but cleared her of responsibility of abuse at Abu Ghraib.
Now, this investigation you're speaking of the Army's Inspector General, also recommended that several other generals be cleared of any wrongdoing.
That's right, yes. The report exonerated four other senior officers, and that includes Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who commanded U.S. forces in Iraq when the abuse scandal broke. Now, Renee, earlier investigations faulted Sanchez for leadership failures, and one of them found that Sanchez approved a set of harsh interrogation techniques, and that included using guard dogs to intimidate prisoners. However, this latest report by the Army's Inspector General said any allegations of dereliction of duty or that Sanchez failed to communicate interrogation policies couldn't be substantiated, so it cleared him and three of his other officers, including his deputy at the time, his legal advisor, and the top intelligence officer in Iraq at that time.
And has Janis Karpinski commented yet on this demotion?
I wasn't able to reach Karpinski last evening or this morning, but Renee, I've spoke to her several times since the abuse scandal broke, and she's made it very clear right from the beginning that she was being groomed to be the so-called fall guy in this whole issue. And so as a result, she's been very vocal right from the very beginning, and perhaps too vocal for the Army's liking, about what was happening at the prison at the time, what she thought led up to the abuse, that sort of thing. But, you know, as I said, every time I've talked to her, she clearly thought that she would be the fall guy on this. But at the same time, this demotion effectively ends her career, but she is not going to be court-martialed, and she will still get a pension check at the end of the month.
And will we see anyone higher up the chain of command held responsible?
Well, Renee, barring any new evidence, the Army Inspector General's investigation is really supposed to be the final word on whether any high-ranking officers will be held culpable in the abuse scandal. However, the Senate Armed Services Committee has indicated that it still might check into this further to see if anyone else up in the chain of command could be held responsible.
Jackie, thank you very much. NPR's Jackie Northam.
Thanks, Renee.